I want to share with you the concept Christ was saying, strive to trust me. Striving refers to fighting and laboring and working hard. Trusting sounds restful and so on. But the thing is, we do not naturally trust him. We do not naturally rely on him. We do not naturally lean on him. We grow up leaning on ourselves and others. And it's only after we get saved that we are invited to lean on him, to trust in him, and in our daily lives. And so we need to work at this. We need to make this the goal in our life. Let me take you to Psalm 52:8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. The green olive tree pictures that which produces the green olives. It was pressed into make olive oil that was used for cooking. It was used for hair oil, for facial cleanser, so on. Keep your skin soothed. It was used to pour in wounds so they did not dry and get crusty and break. So this is a productive tree of the fruit of green olives, and in the house of God. So the tree itself is drawing from the house of God to produce its fruit. And this is the picture the psalmist wants us to picture of him. I'm like that, and so I am trusting in the mercy of God forever and ever. One more familiar, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord, trust in Jehovah with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. You see the contrast. If you are trusting in him, if you are leaning on him, you're not leaning on your own understanding, you see. So if you're doing that, then, verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Take every opportunity to acknowledge him. Acknowledge him for your problems, for your praises, for your difficulties, for everything. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I heard a wonderful story about soldiers in World War II, American soldiers who group was diminished in a battle, and finally they were overwhelmed by the Germans, and they were marching them back to Germany. And one soldier said to his friend, he says, what should we do? He says, well, we can't fight our way out. But he says, God just reminded me of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, the part that says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. He says, I think we ought to sing hymns. And the guy says, that sounds crazy. He says, but I'll do it with you. So they began singing hymns while they were being marched away. And the man at the front called a halt, came back. He could speak some English. And he said, what are you singing? He said, hymns to our God. He said, are you Christians? He said, yes, we are. Well, so are we. Why don't you take us captive back to your place? We don't want to be in this army with Hitler. And what an amazing thing. If we choose to acknowledge him, even in exceptionally unlikely places, God can direct our paths. And to do that is to lean on on him, and not on your own understanding. It didn't make much sense in the own understanding. Adam Clark, a trustworthy commentator, said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. This is a most important precept. He gives us six ideas. God is the fountain of all good, so we ought to be trusting in him. He has made his intelligent creatures, that's us, dependent upon him. And so we can't do it on our own. He requires them to be conscious of that dependence, not just like plants are dependent on God and animals are, but us, we actually know who we're dependent on. Then number four, he has promised to communicate what they need. Communicate here, the old language, Adam Clark's language would be to share, communicate to us is to make in common with us what we need. Five, he commands them to believe his promise and look for his fulfillment. And six, to do this without doubt, without fear, without distrust, because he says with their whole heart, not a portion. Now, granted, perhaps at some point, you know, you're like the man who said, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. It's a divided heart. But Christ honored him, saying, well, you've made a great step forward. And so striving to trust him is when we grow to find out that he is trustworthy. He is supportive. We're leaning on him. He is supportive in every situation. There's nothing, no problem that we face beyond him. Adam Clark goes on, lean not into thine understanding, do not prop thyself, leaning on yourself. It is on God, not on thyself, that thou art commanded to depend. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool. Wow. Contrary to what the world says, huh? And then in all thy ways acknowledge him. He says, begin, continue, and end every work, every purpose, every device, thing that you are doing, with God. Earnestly pray for his direction at the commencement. Look for his continual support in the progress. And so begin and continue all that all may terminate, the ending of it, in his glory. And then it will certainly be to thy good, for we never honor God without serving ourselves. Honoring God makes us a good servant, makes us a good ambassador. So my urging to you is work at trusting Christ in more and more areas of your life. Anything that tends to make you anxious, worried, fretting, is a growth opportunity. It is an area of weakness that you ought to tend to. It's a growth opportunity. Instead of running away from challenges, embrace them. Be eager to gain all the blessings he has hidden in the difficulties. As my wife and I look back, tomorrow's our 54th anniversary, and we are thrilled to be able to speak of the power of God leading us through. We go back to when we were beginning and we're saying, were we that young and that inexperienced and that stupid? We just did stuff, you know. But we knew what God wanted us to do, so we didn't know what steps to take, so we just took the steps. And God said, okay, I'll take care of you. And then step by step taught us what's the best way to do things. So through the difficulties, we gained blessings that I don't think we would have known about, would have had. There's a great strength to be able to look forward to the future. And at our age, who knows what that's going to be, you know, problems, illnesses, death. And surely those are waiting for us. But we've faced other difficulties. And God has always been faithful. So we know the path could be rough ahead. But that's okay. We just go with God. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer, not allow you to be tempted above that you are able. He will not allow it. You say, I can't stand this. God says, you actually can, but you need to learn how. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. This is going through a tunnel where to escape it, you go through it. This is not, I don't know, the escape room where you just find a way out. This is actually going through it, being able to bear it. So, if you believe that your God is actually the authority over everything in your life, and I hope you do. I hope you don't think, now that I'm saved, I've got to go to the world to figure out what to do. To understand my family, I have to go to psychiatry. To understand the way my body is built, I have to go to evolutionary biology. If you believe that your God is the authority over everything in your life, then trust him in all situations. The good ones and the bad ones. The people that God blesses with money, then they just say, well, boy, he's giving me a lot of money. He must think I'm great and start spending money like crazy. And then suddenly they run out of money. Why is God mad at me? What do you mean? He supplied all this need. If you had saved some, you'd be okay now. See? Do not waste energy regretting the way things are or thinking about what might have been. If God is the authority in everything in your life, then this is what God has chosen, you see. This is the way God has chosen for you. So it is a waste of energy to regret the way things are. Just sit there and feel bad. But it's also a waste of energy to think about what might have been, because that's not the way things are. Start now to accept things as they are. But I don't like it. Well, you have to recognize that you're dealing with something you don't like. But that's the way it is. And then search for his way in the midst of those circumstances. Okay, you've been plopped down into a situation that's difficult. Find his way through it. When the sheep find themselves in the dark valley, the valley of the shadow of death, Psalm 23 says, what do? They search for the shepherd's voice. They listen to his calling. They know, they don't know, but he does. Search for his way. So lean not on your own understanding. Trust is like a staff that you can lean on as you journey uphill with Christ. Lean not on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord. So he is the staff that you lean on, so you're not falling. If you are trusting in Christ consistently, just realize it. The staff will bear as much of your weight as needed. God wants you to learn to strengthen what you have, so he won't take all of the weight. Now, he did with Philip. After the baptism of the Ethiopian eunuch, he just transported him miles away to a different place, caught him up. It's the word that's used for the rapture. He whipped him away, disappeared from the Ethiopian sight, and he found himself in another place. But normally that's not the way God works. Philip needed to be someplace faster than he could get there. And so God says, no problem for me. We'll just open a door to a different place and you walk through. So lean on, trust and be confident in Christ with all your heart and mind. strive to trust me, he says.